Amen.
Amen. I would say if I drive 2.5 hours, I'm going to give you as much time as I drove. Pray for me. Really God's word, and really exalt his name this evening. So if you will, let's get right to the message. Luke 11, we're going to look at verses 1 to verse 10. You can stand with me in honor of God's word. Let me move that mic. Hear myself breathing. All right, there it is. Luke 11, verse 1. There is a pleasure to be with you all. I praise God for safe travels. I praise God for the Lord's church here. I praise God for all the churches that are represented tonight. I am thankful to be before you tonight, sharing God's word with you. So let's jump right into it. Luke 11, let's look at verse number 1. The word says, "And it thank you for your churches that are represented here, Lord. Thank you for the many here that support me and my family, that support us prayerfully and that support us physically, Lord. Thank you for that. Let the word of my mouth be seated. Thank you for. Lord, teach us to pray. Understand something. Discipleship is for
prayed because he wanted to talk to his Father. He wanted to speak to him. Oh, he wanted to pray. The same words. And as that little chicken. He's still patient with us.
Amen.
He's still good to us. No matter how we have a good as we remember. Let me stop. Lord, let your will be done in my kids' life. Lord, let your will be done in my life. Amen. Understand, Father, God cares about our present life. He cares about our past. He cares about our future. Jesus is saying here, day I get back. Amen. There's still going to be food on my table. He proved it. He gave them food every day, and he gave them plenty of God. I know. He's going to feed you, child of God. If he did it for forgive others. Help us forgive others, knowing that you are forgiving us of so much. And then our future, this is my favorite. And he said,
not the point. Hospitality is very important. If you're not hospitable, you're breaking the I still have an obligation. I still have a job, a duty to feed my friend. Whatever he wants, however much he needs. I want this bottle of water. Day go by, no. 2 days go by, no. We go away and say, well, it's not God's will. We like to clothe our unbelief with holy terms. We don't come back. The sin is that we didn't come back and ask again. See, God,
don't stop. You don't. Your knees haven't been down. You haven't been praying. If you're not praying your life, it won't be grass growing out yonder. Sins are growing out yonder in your life. You're overstressed. Stress is outgrowing. It's growing. Let us pray without ceasing. Amen. That word pray without ceasing is not speaking of praying every minute, every second, every hour of the day. That's not Paul's point. That's humanly impossible. We have work to do. We have sermons preached. We have things going on. You know what he's saying? Prayer should be as natural to you as breathing.
Amen.
Amen. No one takes 15 minutes off from breathing. No one takes a day off from breathing. If they do, there's going to be consequences. Death is sure to happen. Child of God, don't take a day off from praying. Don't take a morning off. I feel like morning prayer time with the Lord, even though I mess up so many times, even though I fall short so many times of praying in the morning, but that prayer in the morning, it's like an inhaler. You know, people who get inhalers, not that they can't breathe, it's just they have to take an inhaler for extra longer walks or up steeper mountains. They have to hit the inhaler. They can breathe, but it just gives them a little bit of I tell you, a morning prayer life is just that little for the rest of the prayer through the day. One thing I've been reading through the Bible, and I love coming to Joshua, because every chapter It said he woke up early. Early he rose. Early he rose. He wasn't this great conqueror because he was just so much of a mighty man. It was early he rose. And Jesus said, I'm not on your side or their side. I'm on the Lord's side. It was early. And so, just that little early, he was meeting with the Lord. He was getting ready for conquering Jericho. Oh, child of God, you're not going to conquer the Jerichos in your life. The lion. Think of that too. Jesus prayed in the night time, but you can find in Jesus' life, he rose early in the morning and met with the Lord. Give a little boost to your prayer life. It's hard to pray without ceasing. It's hard for it to become natural to you. I know it's hard for it to be natural to me. That every burden that comes, I pray. Every decision, I pray. I don't just pray before I eat. I don't just pray. And he loves to answer prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your work. It's richer than gold. Lord, if we just only just grab hold of the promises of your word. Oh, that we would get to the nuts and bolts. That we don't just pray. Distracting we are, how forgetful we are, but you still care. You still love us. You still beckon us. Come, pray without ceasing. Come, be shameless before me. Come, help us, Lord, in these days, in our lives, in these evil days. Let us come and pray. And know that you love to answer prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.